Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Hey, welcome everyone.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, depending upon where you are on the planet Earth as we speak.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Welcome to Being Here.
Yes.
Today's topic, you ready? Health and well-being, a transformational approach. We are really happy that today we will have on the show with us two experts in that field. One is Alex, and Alex is a woman who has had some specific health challenges since she
was born.
was born, and she is doing great, far, far exceeding what most people would expect. So we are really excited to be talking to her about how transformational approach to health and well-being has supported her in having such a productive, excellent, and healthy life. We also have Dr. Larry, who's a board-certified internist and pulmonologist practicing in pulmonary and critical care medicine in San Diego. And so we'll be speaking with each of them later on in the show. But we will begin by looking at being here.
Right, because that's the name of the show.
And that's the name of the game. Because when
right.
you're being here, health and well-being actually follows.
Right.
So first of all, if you haven't listened to our show before, want to let you know our style
is to complete each other's sentences, and we do. Please don't
to offend yourself and just include it. That's
just the way we operate. We kind of think on similar channels of mental chatter. Anyway, we want to start by talking about listening, because listening is crucial in discovering how to be enlightened, have your life transform, live in the moment. Most of us are way, way, way ahead of ourselves. We are three double espressos ahead of ourselves.
You know, listening is a real key in health and well-being also. It's a key in everything, but when you take a look at your health and well-being, if you're not listening to your body, if you're not listening to the people around you, you create an incredible amount of stress.
So most of us think we listen. We listen to see whether what's being said, well, actually what we listen to is our conversation in our head about what other people are saying, rather than actually hearing what other people are saying. So we either listen to agree or to disagree or to see if we already know what's being said. But rather than that, there's a possibility to listen with the intention of hearing what another person is saying from their point of view. That's pretty remarkable, because most of us are trying to figure out what we're going to say next when there's a lull in the conversation. See tonight, whenever, whenever you're listening to this, see if you can listen to hear what's being said from the point of view of the person speaking. Now, what this will do is two things. One, you'll be able to understand what they're saying more likely than not. And two, it will pull you into the moment. The moment is this magical place where health and well-being are a natural outcome of being in the moment. Most of us in this world that we live in are stressed, but we're stressed because we're listening to our own thoughts about how the future is going to turn out, or what we disagree with in our lives. So see if you can listen today to what Ariel and I have to say and what our guests have to say, and see if you can actually hear it from their point of view. That will allow you to be pulled into the moment, and that's all it takes to have your life transform. Transformation is not a doing, it's a being. It's the outcome, it's the byproduct of being present in your life.
There's nothing that you need to apply to yourself from the show today. And I know that when you are, everybody's interested in having optimal health and well-being. I mean, it's a great subject. If we stopped anybody walking down the street, they could talk to us about their health concerns. So what you are obviously likely to do is to take the content of what we're talking about today and in a nanosecond shoot off and try to apply it to your life. There's nothing to apply. Once you hear something, it's already yours. You don't have to work on it. So just keep bringing yourself back to listen as if we're talking about a fantasy fiction novel as opposed to something that is as survival-oriented as your health and well-being. If you relax a little bit, it will be much easier for you to discover your own personal center and your own health and well-being.
There are three ideas or principles that we've discovered for instantaneous transformation. These ideas allow you to get more grounded and centered in yourself. The first idea is that anything that you resist, disagree with, don't like, wish would be different than it is, will persist, will grow stronger, and will dominate your life. So that's the first idea or principle of instantaneous transformation. The second idea or principle of instantaneous transformation is that you can only be in this moment of your life exactly where you are and exactly how you are. So in any moment of your life, moment of now of your life, you can only be exactly as you are in that moment of your life. In other words, your state of health and well-being can only be exactly as it is right now as we're talking. It can't be any better or any worse than it is right now. If you're healthy, congratulations. If you're unhealthy, congratulations. This is a starting place where we go forward in this conversation about transforming your ability to experience health and well-being. So the second principle is you can only be exactly as you are right now, in this moment. And the third principle of instantaneous transformation is that anything that you see without resisting, without adding energy to, anything that you see and allow to be exactly as it is will complete itself in your seeing it. So
you can see that. I am certain a lot of you have had this experience where you've had something going on with your body that's bothered you. And then you don't like it, and it bothers you and bothers you, and pretty soon it's consuming your thoughts, and finally you say, okay, fine, I'm going to go to the doctor. You go to the doctor, and you're sitting in the doctor's office, and you are looking at, well, what am I going to tell her, or what am I going to tell him? And you are taking a look at the symptoms of whatever this issue is, and you catalog the symptoms, and you describe it in a way that you feel is going to articulate what's going on, and you're just looking at it in a way to see how best to articulate it.
And it's gone.
Right. You walk into the office, and you no longer have that headache or that ache, or it's hard to find because you've, A, stopped resisting it, you've discovered that it's simply there, and you've looked at it in a non-judgmental framework where you've just described how it is exactly as it is without trying to fix or change it. And that is one of the things that can really lead to that phenomena when you go into a doctor's office. So one of the first things you may want to take a look at is when you have something going on with your health, your attitudes about it. Because if you're resisting what is, you're actually keeping it in place.
Right.
We have a friend recently who's had some health challenges. They were unexpected. And it really became complicated by the fact that he didn't like it. And that is so normal. You get something going on with your body. You've normally been, for instance, healthy or robust, and suddenly you twist an ankle and you can't walk, or you have a condition and you can't do the things you normally do, one of the first things that often happens is a conversation and a complaint about it. You do not like it.
You would prefer it to be different than it is. But see, that's that second principle. It sneaks around. You can only be the way you are, even if your life does not match up or mesh up with your preferences about how you should be.
So one of the ways to your own personal sense of health and well-being is to bring awareness. Now, again, awareness is a non-judgmental seeing to your preferences, because your preferences generally conflict with what is. It's a form of resistance. And when you resist something, you keep it in place. It's interesting.
What's that, dear?
We were talking about this with each other today about stress.
Right.
You know, and stress is something where you worry about what isn't, what may happen.
Stress is one of those things that our time is full of. You know, this time in the history of humanity is full of stress. There's the stress of earthquakes and tsunamis and cyclones that destroy people's sense of well-being or their lives. There's the fear over, you fill in the blank. I don't want to give you too many things to worry about. But there's all kinds of stuff to worry about. And we can go off in our minds and worry about how the future's going to turn out. That only stresses us. See, there's an additional benefit to living in this moment of now. When you're in this moment of now, you're not worrying about how the future is going to turn out and if you'll survive. When you discover how to live your life in the current moment of now, you are well in yourself in that moment.
So, health, well-being, a transformational approach, it has to do with being here. And today we're going to look at all the ins and outs of where you are, where you get distracted, how to bring your attention back to where you are rather than where you would prefer. So we are going to be taking a break here shortly. We'll come back with our first guest, Alex, after the break. So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
The law of attraction is very much in today's public awareness. In reality, it is not a new concept. Join Liana Carbone for Living Wisdom, the Art of Shamanism and Spirituality. Discover the roots of the law of attraction and go beyond its theories to manifest a life of balance and prosperity. Living Wisdom can be heard each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Come join us to dream, learn, and heal.
the last great frontier is the magnificent mystery of the mind. Abundant evidence demonstrates that we have far more talents than we realize, and that our minds are exceptional instruments we can learn to use more fully, just as we'd learn to play a piano or a clarinet. Tune in to The Music of Your Mind, Living the Extraordinary, Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network, and learn more about how you can hear the wonderful music of your mind.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and welcome back.
We have a guest on the line today talking about health and well-being, a transformational approach. Her name is Alex. She is a dynamic publicist in New York City, and she works with us to defy the traditional expectations for health and well-being. You there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shia.
Hi, Alex. Nice to hear your voice. Do you want to give the guests, the listeners, a little bit of background about yourself?
Certainly. I was born with a blood disorder called thalassemia major, and I also, at 13, came down with diabetes, type 1 diabetes. So the thalassemia major is basically a blood disorder that affects the hemoglobin in the body. And what that is that it's a protein, it's a component of your body that carries oxygen to all of the cells. So it feeds your muscles and your tissues and your organs. And my hemoglobin is missing one of the two proteins. There's an alpha and a beta protein. And so my hemoglobin is not able to carry all of that oxygen to the necessary tissues.
So what happens because of that?
I'm under treatment. If I had no treatment at all, I probably would not have survived past the age of 4, 5, or 6. And the treatment for that is frequent blood transfusions. And in between transfusions, I might get really tired because it's a form of anemia.
So you get basically a full blood transfusion?
Every 2 weeks?
I get 2 units, yes. Which is enough to tide me over for 2 weeks. I'm like one of those little fuel-efficient cars.
Okay, so how old are you now, Alex?
I'm now 39.
39.
What's the average life expectancy of a person with your disorder?
Well, we're really learning as we go along because I'm part of the first generation of patients who were treated with this protocol, which with these frequent blood transfusions. Mm-hmm. And so we don't really know yet. But so far, I think there's someone who's about in his mid to late 40s.
Great.
Yeah.
Really great. Now, I know that what we're talking about today is a transformational approach to health and well-being. So I'm not exactly sure how long we have known you for, but I'm wondering...
I'm sure you know.
You know. How it's impacted you.
Yeah. Well, it's made a difference because it's taken working with you and discovering transformation and how to be in the moment has really shifted my focus off my disabilities, if you will, and focus them onto my abilities. And that's not something that I was very confident about or even aware of before meeting you.
That's perfect. because Sha and I were talking about that before the show today, that often when people have something that they consider a disability, as just to use a term as you did, that it's so easy to focus on it and have it become a lifestyle. And there is a challenge in a new skill set of learning how to divert your attention from what you're considering a problem and out onto the world, so it becomes something you include rather than focus upon.
Well, you see, many people, their pain or their illness becomes a lifestyle. And when we met you, Alex, that was your lifestyle, taking care of your illness.
It was a full-time job.
Full-time job, exactly.
But now you have a full-time job.
Yeah, I do now. I work with a French-American accounting firm here in New York City and just made it through tax season. Yay!
That's excellent. What do you find stresses your well-being the most?
I think it's when I try... Well, a couple of things. One is when I try and do too much, because as much as I am able to accomplish, I also need to know when it's in my best interest to rest.
So you need to know your limitations.
Yeah, which really aren't tremendously different from anyone else's. I just need to know when it's appropriate for me to say no to something.
Well, that sounds like everybody.
Yeah.
Do you find that, Alex, do you find that you have a body truth? Meaning, what I mean by that is, for instance, if I were to ask you to stay until 9 tonight to complete this project, if you were working for me,
right.
Do you find that at the moment the requests come, if you take a look, do you have something that registers in your body whether or not that is going to be something that's a, say, healthful choice for you?
Well, I know that I'll pay for it the next day, and usually, I'll feel like,
Alex, the question isn't whether you'll pay for it the next day, because you may indeed pay for it the next day, but that may be something you tell yourself that you're going to pay for it the next day. What Ariel's actually asking is, if when the request is made of you, and you check into your body, is there a message in there that says, don't do this, which you then override so that the next day you do feel like you shouldn't have done it?
Well, it's sort of a case-by-case basis. I mean, some days I'm absolutely fine, and that wouldn't be a completely outlandish request.
Right.
But there are other days when I get a request. Or even if it's not work-related, it could be going out to a club and going dancing, for example. There's a little voice that says, ooh, not a good idea today. And
right.
And I'm getting better at hearing that voice and also listening to it, you know.
But
what keeps you from
hearing that voice?
Or listening to it.
Or listening to it.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Do you know what keeps you from hearing or listening to that voice?
Do I know what keeps me from listening to it?
Yes.
Well, sometimes I feel like it's my inner brat that doesn't want to be told what to do, or just doesn't want to, that would like to be like everybody else. Well, everybody else is going dancing, you know, why can't I? So.
Right.
That's a big factor.
That's really excellent. It really is, because frequently we have an idea that we want to do something, and if life disagrees with that, we still want to keep our idea intact.
Yeah. Inner brat, why not? We spent this, it was Mother's Day, we spent this last weekend up with our daughter's son-in-law and their two children, and Max is 5, and of course he is going through what 5-year-olds go through, complicated by the fact that he now has a 5 going on 6-month-old little brother, so that the brat factor has increased.
Multiplied.
And it's the why can't I do that? Why can't I stay up? Why can't I mentality is definitely put in place by the time you're five, and then most of us don't re-examine it as we go along. We've internalized ideas that radically affect our health and well-being as we go along through life. I have another question for you, Alex.
Yes.
I know that you have come with us multiple times to our Costa Rican self-discovery adventures in the winter when it's cold here, and we spend a week or 10 days, depending on the course, looking at transformation, well-being, the quality of our lives. And, of course, you have to time it so that you've had your blood transfusions. You bring your insulin along with you. But one of the things that you reported was the moment that you stepped on the plane, your insulin levels began to even themselves out, and you needed much less insulin than it was less fluctuating. So do you have any theories about that, or is there anything that you want to talk about that?
Yeah, the first time I was just completely overwhelmed and amazed, and it's like my body is running efficiently, and it's just as if it's just at its peak efficiency, because I'm really there with it, and I'm noticing what's going on in my body, and it's my blood sugar levels diminish, because sometimes they get out of control, and I used to beat myself up about that, and then I got some more information, and I realized if I inject myself in a part of my body that has scar tissue, it can actually trap insulin. So it was silly to beat myself up about something that I couldn't possibly have any knowledge of, or, you know, I don't have x-ray vision. So just being kind to myself and being in an environment where it's so easy to be in the moment and everything's so beautiful and healthy. And I take about, I would say, 8 to 10 units of rapid-acting insulin before every meal. And when I'm with you guys in Costa Rica, I take around 4. So, I mean, that's half the dose. That's a pretty big deal.
And you can't really explain it, can you?
No.
I mean, you have reasons that you give yourself for it, but that doesn't mean that your reasons are accurate.
Correct.
You know, it's an amazing thing when you get into the moment and you start living your life directly, because your body isn't as stressed, and therefore your insulin levels aren't what they were prior to your arrival there.
Right. I mean, they go down significantly, and they're like textbook levels.
Perfect. We'll talk more about health and well-being and with Alex when we come back from the commercial break. So come on back
and don't miss
being here
with Ariel and Jackie.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Enlightenment and ascension brings love and joy into your life. Now you can experience the wisdom, humor, and healing of the Ascended Masters as they are channeled through clairvoyant healer Janae Sirio. Each week, the Ascended Masters will focus on topics that touch and bring healing to your life, relationships, career, and serve to open your heart to be the best person you can be. Tune in to Tools for Ascension with clairvoyant Janae Sirio every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Never before in the history of live radio have such illuminating revelations challenged everything we thought we knew about the hidden realms. This exceptional mystic, seer, and healer creates a truly amazing bridge across the chasm that has separated man for eons from the unseen worlds of mystery. Join host Almeen for an extraordinary and enlightening hour by Walking Between the Worlds on Voice America's Seventh Wave Network. Walking Between the Worlds airs live every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
We're talking
with Alex.
About health and well-being. Hey, Alex.
Hey.
Now, if I were a person who had a health challenge and I listened to you, I think I'd find you quite inspiring. And I'm just wondering if you have any tips or advice or something that's really made an impact for you that you'd like to share with listeners.
Sure, I do. One of the biggest changes for me when I met you and discovered transformation was I let go of the idea of shame attached to any of my conditions. Like, it might not be logical, but I know that I felt less than, or I felt like I had to, or in my family I was raised to keep everything secret. And so that kind of robbed me, it robbed me of the opportunity to help other people and make a difference and say, hey, this is what I have, it's just a fact, I live with it, and I live quite well. And since transformation, I've been able to be much more available to people and sort of show even parents of kids who've newly been diagnosed with diabetes or with thalassemia that, you know, hey, it's not a big deal. I mean, they can still lead wonderful, productive lives, and, you know, you can still have a great life. And I think that I'm much more an example of that when I live in the moment than when I'm, you know, worried or stressed or...
Well, when you're worried and stressed, you're off worrying about what isn't.
Right.
Some mythological future that hasn't arrived yet.
Yeah.
That, you know, I have to say, I recall a time when actually you had a dip in your physical health and you were in the hospital, and that the nurses were coming to hang out in your room because you were such a beacon of light, because you may have been going through something physically, but your approach to being where you were was so radical that they wanted to be near you.
Yeah, I mean, I had a really good time despite where I was, and actually I'm still friends with my roommate, and she just called me for Mother's Day just to say thank you and say that she remembered me and that, it was a great learning experience for her.
Well, we'd like to thank you also,
yes.
Alex. Really appreciate you coming on the show with us today.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Okay, thanks. You know, if we look again at the three principles of transformation, what you resist persists and grows stronger.
So if there's some physical ailment that you have, the more you resist having it, the more it dominates your life.
And you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment. That's something that Alex has really come to terms with, where she can only have the condition she has, and she can only have the physicality, as can all of us. And third is anything you allow
to be exactly as it is loses its power over your life. So Alex still has the same condition she was born with or that developed later in her life, but those conditions no longer dominate her life.
We would like to just, let's just step right into with Dr. Larry, who's a board-certified internist and a pulmonologist, as I mentioned earlier, and he's practicing in pulmonary and critical care medicine in San Diego. And he has been investing in the last time frame in a transformational approach to health and well-being. And it's really our pleasure and honor to have you on the show today, Larry.
Welcome.
Thanks so much for inviting me. It's a great opportunity.
It's a pleasure to hear your voice.
Okay.
You make us smile just hearing your voice.
Well, I hope to share kind of a lot of health tips that your listeners can like use today to start improving their general health and well-being.
Well, fire away. Give us your first health tip.
Have at it.
Well, you know, I'm a classically trained internist. And as an internist pulmonologist, you know, they teach us to concentrate on diagnosing and treating problems from basically from the neck down, and we leave the area above the neck to the neurologist and the psychiatrist.
Okay.
And, we've all heard about, you know, mind-body interaction, and what I've learned in my studies, special training in anti-aging, is that the mind is definitely connected to the body, and if the mind is sick, the body is sick, and vice versa. And the one example that I would like to share with the audience is just the stress that we have in our normal life. You know, stress actually can be a good thing. Our ancestors, going back thousands of years, they saw, you know, a lion was chasing them. The stress would have caused their cortisol levels to go up, their epinephrine levels to go up, which causes their blood sugar to go up. So now their muscles have more energy so they can run away from the lion and run up a tree and save their lives. But in the 21st century, we're under constant stress. It's like 7/24 stress. The stress in the mind affects the body. So how does that effect take place? Well, as you raise your cortisol levels, that also raises your blood sugars. As you raise your blood sugars, that predisposes you to developing a metabolic syndrome and diabetes. As you develop your diabetes, that causes you to have a weight gain. It causes your blood pressure to go up. And as recent research shows, that patients with diabetes have about a 60% chance of developing Alzheimer's disease. And it all gets back to stress and affecting our total health.
What was that percent?
60%.
60%.
Have an increased risk of developing Alzheimer's disease.
Wow.
So just by failing to control stress in your life, you have problems with obesity, diabetes, ultimately hypertension, and a shorter lifespan. So if you can come up with techniques to reduce the stress in your life, we're all going to live longer, healthier, and happier.
Okay, Larry, I have a question.
Shoot.
What causes stress?
Stress comes from a lot of different areas. One is having a job where you have loss of control. And most of it comes from loss of control.
Loss of control.
Or apparent loss of control.
It could be a parent. It could be, you know, a job situation. It could just be unhappy.
Right.
And that will all kick up your cortisol levels, which is a bad thing.
So stress or worry about what isn't, or disagreeing with the way your life is showing up produces stress.
Absolutely.
So the first principle of instantaneous transformation says anything you resist persists and grows stronger. So if you resist or complain to yourself about the way your life is going or the circumstances of your life are showing up, then that produces stress.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Now, when you're complaining about your life, that's all you can be doing because no two things can occupy the same moment of your life at the same time. But when you see that you're complaining, if you see it, that's enough for it to complete itself if you don't complain that you're complaining.
I think one of the things I was going to talk about is living in the moment is an excellent stress reduction technique. And it's actually one of the things that we're taught, and it came from someone that doesn't even know about Ari Alan Shaya Kane. The transformation that you teach reduces stress, and on a metabolic level, will reduce your risk of diabetes, obesity, hypertension, all those things.
So we're doing the right thing here.
You're doing absolutely the right thing.
Okay.
Other things, we all obviously have stress in our lives, and we're not going to be able to get rid of that. So the key thing is how do you reduce stress in your lives? One of them is living in the moment. Another thing is getting exercise every day, laughing, happy thoughts, tai chi. Again, living in the moment, thinking positively. These all reduce stress, and by reducing stress, stress will improve one's health.
Now, here's the thing that I have a little problem with what you just said. Not a big problem, but a little problem.
Okay.
Happy thoughts, positive thoughts. See, the flip side of happy is unhappy, and the flip side of positive is negative, and those fall into the realm of change rather than transformation.
I'd be willing to bet that there haven't been studies accumulated yet about the effect of simply noticing your thought process. So one of the things that happens, as you well know, is that if a person says, I don't like this or I'm unhappy, they tend to think it's them saying, I don't like this, I'm unhappy, and that they are indeed unhappy, as opposed to that there's a stream of thoughts coming along that has a complaint stream that they can be a witness to or they can notice and not have to identify themselves with.
Well, Larry, we're affected by the thoughts of other people. When people think about us, it affects us. And it doesn't matter how far away. I was thinking that yesterday I woke up and I was feeling something that was very strange for me. I was feeling depressed. I never feel depressed.
Shai said to me, this is the strangest thing. I feel so blue. I don't
defeated,
know what's happening.
Like it did, and it was exactly at the time, which we found out a little bit later, that one of Ariel's aunts passed away. And her mother, Ariel's mother, had lost two other siblings within the last month and a half or 2 months. So it was the whole feeling of our family of defeat and loss, I was feeling it. We could talk about this more.
When we come back from the break, you'll come back with us, yes?
Absolutely.
Okay. So we're going to talk more with Larry about being connected, interconnected, health and well-being, a transformational approach. So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Have you heard of resonance repatterning? Your life energy forms vibrating patterns you resonate with that affect the quality of your life. Phone in for a mini session with Chloe and experience for yourself how the vibrating patterns you're in tune with are shifted. Many people can feel the change immediately. Join Chloe Faith Wordsworth every Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific for Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy. You may even feel your energy improve right along with the caller. Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy, is heard each week on the Seventh Wave Network.
Tune into Inner Speak Soul Adventures Talk Radio Show every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, and learn how to let go of your past and create the reality you desire and deserve, allowing your inner communication to take place more easily without the interference of our noisy mind chatter or your ego. Inner Speak Soul Adventures with Gene Adrian, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. We are talking today with Alex. Alex is gone now, and Dr. Larry from San Diego. But before we connect back up with him, just want to remind you all to share Being Here with your friends. You
can Being Here, the radio show.
You can go to TransformationMadeEasy.com, and you can find the link and get to all the archived shows as well. In June, we are doing the Art of Relating in New York City. You are invited. You can find more information about that also on our website. And we do regular groups in New York City on Monday nights. And
we call them Monday Night Live.
We have international calls for the European community every third or fourth Tuesday. So just check into our website and you can get all the details. So that was my little pitch. We are back with Dr. Larry. And we were talking about health, well-being. You said you on the break you were talking with us, Larry, and you were talking that you wanted to speak a bit about diet.
Yes, you know, I wanted to give the audience at least three things they can do to improve their health today. And what we talked about in the first segment was obviously reducing the stress in their lives through exercise, living in the moment, maybe a little yoga, maybe Tai Chi. These things all reduce your cortisol levels, reduce your risk for diabetes. So that would be a great thing to do. It doesn't cost any money other than getting out and going for a nice walk each day, probably about 30 minutes a day. The second thing I want to talk about is the importance of diet. You know, the saying is that what we eat is extremely true. They've done population studies in the U.S., and they looked at one population of Asian women that live in the East Coast in the Bergen County, which I was told at the break is in New Jersey.
Correct.
And they compared Asian women from Bergen County to American Indians from the Midwest. And they found that the average lifespan of the Asian women from Bergen County was 90 years old, while, unfortunately, the American Indians, the average lifespan is 60 years old.
And what did they attribute the difference to?
They attribute it to their diet. What do they do differently, the Asian women, as opposed to the American Indians? Number one, they eat a lot of fish, and fish has DHA in it, which is a compound which reduces your triglycerides. It helps with your memory, and it's anti-inflammatory. The other thing they do is they take a lot of green tea. Green tea is one of the strongest antioxidants, probably 200 times stronger than, let's say, vitamin E. And they also eat a lot of green leafy vegetables, bok choy, which we also contain a lot of antioxidants. And they're more in tune with what we call the Paleolithic diet, which is the diet that our ancestors ate, which was 40% protein, 40% fat, and 20% carbohydrate. So I think the take-home lesson here, at least one thing, is we should be eating fewer carbs in our diet, more protein, and more fat. We should be including a lot of antioxidants in our diet. We should be staying away from processed foods. That's, I think, a very important thing to help improve one's overall health.
Great. I like that.
I think, as you say, all of your tips, and there, I love the detail of it, because I heard that study when it came out about Bergen County, but I didn't hear the details in a way that I found it useful for me. The way you talk about green tea, it makes it real for me. And at the same time, I'm clear that some of the listeners now are going to be following their normal path of thought process, which is like, oh my goodness, I'm doing it wrong, 30 minutes a day, that's too much, I'll never make it. The next thing they know, they're doing nothing. And I really feel it's important, everyone, that you just take a look at where you are. Are, meaning, are you exercising? What are you eating? Without necessarily deciding what you're going to do about it.
Or without judging yourself for what you discover. See, you have to see where you are in order to discover where to get to. Because if you're not clear where you are, even if we gave you a roadmap and showed you the destination, if you don't know where you are on the map, you never get to the destination.
So I really feel, as Shai just said, the place to start is looking at where you are. And often what happens is when you hear such valuable information as what Dr. Larry just shared with us, you put a pressure on yourself to do something about it. And thinking that that pressure is going to actually help you do something about it, whereas the pressure can sometimes be a form of resistance. And as you know, what you resist persists, grows stronger. And what Shai and I have discovered recently in regards to our eating habits, and perhaps because we had the show coming up, I don't know, and our exercise, is it got very important for us to really take a look at how much we were actually getting and how much aerobics we were actually getting and what it was we were actually eating, rather than making a, I must do this. And what's happened is we are exercising, we're eating differently, but it's been an organic thing rather than a, I'm wrong to start with. If you start with it, you're wrong. You will, no matter what you do,
you'll still be wrong, because when you're coming from that how you're going about your life is wrong, then anything you do to change it will fall into that background of I'm doing it wrong. And how could you be doing it differently? The second principle of transformation, you can only be exactly as you are, so you might as well relax, enjoy where you are, and then look and see what's the appropriate thing to do going forward, rather than make a decision about how to be. You know, when you have an opportunity to have lunch, see if there's something there that's more healthful rather than a Big Mac.
Do you have any thoughts on that, Larry? Anything you wanted to say on that?
Absolutely. What we're talking about is kind of a lifestyle change. And, you can't do all this tomorrow. So, I would pick one thing and start working on it. And I think, daily routine exercise is a wonderful place to start. It's going to burn calories. It actually helps improve your memory. It actually also improves release of growth hormone, which is reparative at night. So if you do one thing, and that's increase your exercise, you're going to go a long way to improving your health.
I just want to say something about how Shai and I approached it. We realized that we exercise regularly, but we hadn't been doing aerobics as much as we wanted. And one of the things that we discover is that if we say, okay, we have to do it, we have a tendency to overdo the first day, then we hurt, and then we don't want to do it anymore. So what we started with the approach was actually doing less than what we thought we should ultimately be doing, which was more like 20 minutes, 10 minutes on our elliptical machine, 10 minutes on our treadmill. And if we could get a routine of doing something even shorter than what we thought was our optimum, it became a routine and became easier to do. The main thing is to take a look and not be hard on yourself for wherever you find yourself. So
being kind to yourself goes a long way to developing well-being in your life. Larry, I really want to thank you so much for joining us. We could have a whole other show.
In fact, we're planning one on transformation and aging. We hope you'll come back and join us for that.
Oh, I'd love to. I really just scratched the surface of all the knowledge that I've learned in the last year, and I'd love to share it with your audience anytime.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
We are honored to have had our guest today. We are honored to have you here with us. We'll
as
be
listeners,
back next week.
And please share being here with your friends.
It makes a difference. Come on back next week. Don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.